Well, about 2 months ago, pastor texted me one day and asked me would I be willing to give a testimony. I answered him back and said, not at this time. I said, I can't speak in front of a crowd of people. Little did I know until about 2 days later that he texted me again that text didn't go through when I answered him. So I got to thinking, I said, well, you know, as much as God has done for me, at least I can stand up here and say something. So anyhow, back when I was a kid, I didn't come up in a Christian church. I had a good mother and father, taught me right from wrong, how to respect people and what to do and all. And they were good to people, but I never knew what a Christian was like or never read the Bible or anything like that. When I got a little bit older, my mother would put my best bib overhauls and a white shirt on me on Sunday morning and send me to Sunday school with one of the neighbors. It was just somewhere to go. It didn't mean anything to me. So I went on through my teenage years, and as I got up in my upper teens, late teens, I met this girl, and we started dating, and I said, well, you know, this is the one that this is my wife here. So we got married, and we never went to church. We just, you know, it was just our thing, whatever we wanted to do. So we got married in June. The following September, this preacher out of Richmond came up to our community and set up his great big tent, put up a big sign, tent revival. We didn't know what a tent revival meant, so we decided we'd go just to see what was going on. So we went the first couple, two or three nights out there, and the only thing I could remember is how that hair-lipped preacher ran back and forth across that stage telling us how bad we were and how we were going to hell. And that's the only thing that stuck in my mind. I don't remember hearing anything about being saved, about the Bible. It was just that we was going to hell because we were bad people. So then on a Thursday night, my cousin and I were planning on going fishing that evening, and Gertrude wanted to go back to the revival. I said, well, you go ahead. I said, we're going fishing. She said, well, I really don't want to go by myself. She said, you know, I wish you'd go with me. So after a little persuading, I finally went with her. Well, that night that preacher preached something different. He told us that we was going to hell. He told us how bad we were. But before he finished that night, he told us how we could go to heaven and get out of that sin and that bad place we was in. And I got to thinking about that thing. I said, well, you know, I'm not a bad person, but I said, he said just not just bad people going to hell. Anybody that hadn't accepted Christ as their Savior is still going to hell. So after at the end of the meeting, when he gave the invitation, I went up and he prayed with me, and they took a Bible and they showed me how I could be saved. And that night I accepted the Lord as my Savior. Amen. And I know for a fact that night that I was saved, and I've been saved ever since, and I always will be saved. But don't think every day was a mountain, every week was a mountaintop. It wasn't. There was valleys to go through. But when you're down in that valley, if you just look up, as God's hand always stretching down to help you get back to the top. And I'm just so thankful for that. Well, after the tent revival was over and they went back to Richmond, it was a small group of people that were saved in that revival that week. And we started meeting in somebody's house, and one of those preachers would come up and they'd hold service. So it went on like that through the winter and early spring. We organized as a church. We went on later to build a church and serve there for a number of years. And we left there, and then we came to Hanover Baptist. But I'm just thankful for God for saving me that night and for not going fishing as well as I like to fish. That was the most wonderful night I've ever spent in my life, is the night when I accepted Christ as my Savior. And I'm just thankful to have this church, for our pastor, and for all y'all to serve with. Yeah.